I have to say, Kyle, a vacation to the Bahamas was a great idea.
It was your idea, Stefan.
I know! I just can't believe how good of an idea it was! Can you believe the deal I got on our timeshare?
Yeah, I can't wait to come back here every third week in February.
They say it's the best week of the year to be here because all the crowds are gone. Strange. Anthony should have insulted me by now. Have you seen him?
No. Anthony?
Anthony!
Oh, hey guys.
Hey, former podcast guest host Rand. Have you seen Anthony?
I have not, but he commented on the selfie we just took on Instagram saying, "You motherfuckers forgot me," with like 5 exclamation points.
Oh shit!
Hyperbole. An advice podcast where two brothers
and Kyle
make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Hyperbole.
All right, welcome to another episode of Hyperbole Podcast. This is a self-help podcast for the helpless. My name is Stefan, and I am your first host hanging out on the Bahamas.
And I'm Kyle, and I am right now your second host, not in the Bahamas.
Wait, but we were both in the Bahamas. What was...
Oh, wait, yeah, I guess I'm in the Bahamas. Yeah, shit. Yeah, I'm in the Bahamas. Yeah, what's up, guys?
And then we have a special guest today. His name is Rand. He's appeared once before, but he was so fucking funny that we decided we were jealous and didn't want him to be on the podcast anymore, but then he insisted, so we brought him on. Please welcome Rand.
Hi, well, everybody. Welcome.
Rand, thank you. And then Anthony. Poor Anthony, we forgot him. So Anthony's not with us right now. But the real reason is I blew up at him last episode because he said way too many poop jokes, so I kicked him off, and he will no longer be joining us, ever. He's dead to me. So now we have no real brothers, and we're going to have to change the name of the show to Hi Friend Bull. We're just like a poke place. So we serve poke and advice.
That's not a bad name for a poke place. Speaking of Hawaii, I was just in Hawaii, and I had poke for the first time.
And in the right place, too. I had my first poke bowl in Scottsdale, Arizona, and that fish was not fresh.
Oh, so, God.
Whew. That's great to hear. How was it? What type of poke bowl did you have?
I went to a luau, actually, and they had two different types. I don't know what they were.
Okay.
But they were good. One of them had sriracha in it. I don't know. It was good.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Sriracha. Is it sriracha or is it sriracha?
I was called sriracha.
That's what I thought, too. But then I saw the R and right by the S, hugging it. So I thought maybe it was a sriracha.
That's like one of those made-up letters. Or they don't
an R
in the word, but it's like, this is fake.
It's just there for show. It's like those guys. It's like Clark Kent's glasses. They're not really there for function. It's just appearance. Anyway, why don't we get into the meaty part of this podcast? Before we get started, we're going to reflect on a quote, and this quote was delivered to us by our very guest, Rand. So, Rand, would you like to read the quote of the week?
Absolutely. It's from one of my favorite authors. It is sometimes an appropriate response to reality to go insane.
And who is that by, Rand?
Oh, right. Philip K. Dick. One of my favorite authors.
That's great. Rand, why don't you tell us a little bit about what that means to you as a new Hawaiian?
Yes, mahalo.
God damn it, why didn't we do the sketch from Hawaii? Fuck. Fuck, okay, whatever. We paid for that fucking timeshare, it's done. We gotta go there, so whatever. Okay, yeah. So...
Right. I think he's saying that, it's pretty on its face. Like, sometimes reality is just too much and you gotta snap. Like, or like if your reality is insane, like, maybe you're going to get, you know, like if you kill your dad because you think he's a CIA agent, like that's a harsh reality. You're probably going to go insane from that.
And then you go to the judge after you're charged with that crime. And then you say, well, Philip K. Dick said it's sometimes an appropriate response to go insane. And the judge is like, that's fair. Free to go.
And then everybody got up and clapped.
Because that's how the court system works. The judge is just like, free to go.
Like, you know, that was a good quote. I really liked that author. Loved Galactic Pot Healer. You're free to go.
Yeah. And the jury's like, wait, we're not going to vote on this? And he's like, nah. Kyle, what's a time where the appropriate response for you was to go insane? When have you gone insane?
Well, sometimes this is an appropriate response in situations you would least expect. Actually, and what I think that this means to me, especially by the word appropriate, is it would be rude not to go insane in certain circumstances. That's the only polite and appropriate response. Like, you know, you're at a dinner with your friends and you get the wrong thing. You ordered something and got something different. That's a very appropriate time to respond by going insane. And, you know, otherwise that would be quite rude not to just completely lose your shit, you know. So, yeah, that's my, I mean, yeah, why not, you know. I mean, it's appropriate, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you're not pulling your own teeth out in that scenario, throwing them at the waiters, I think it's a little rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be offended. It's such a fine line that you have to sniff up your nose, because there are times when you go insane and you're not supposed to, but then there are other times when you should go insane. And I feel like when I get the wrong fish scooped on my poke bowl and I say, I want the tuna, not the squid, and I throw the poke bowl back in the poke master's face. I don't know what to call him.
Poke master.
Don't they call Subway sandwich artists? So they're like poke masters. I like that, poke masters. Guys, I think we have an idea here. Poke balls? Should we just call it poke balls? Maybe we could do a New York thing. Anyway, we'll workshop it.
Make it a bowling alley. Poke bowls.
Poke bowls. Or we could have a transplant company, because that's a thing, called Poke Bowels. And we actually reconstruct bowels with poke bowls.
Oh, God.
Probably the best material to use, I would say.
If you get the sticky rice real sticky, you can get it.
It will fuse to human flesh.
Oh, that sounds like a monstrosity.
So you heard it here, folks. It is sometimes an appropriate response to reality to go insane. Thank you. So without further ado, let's get into the beef. And this is the part where we find ridiculous questions from either our fans or Reddit, or wherever on the internet, and we equally ridiculously respond to them. So, why don't we get started, and Rand, why don't you kick us off?
So question one, brought to us by our fan Jose, that he found on Reddit. It's got some spelling errors, but we can deal with that.
Push on, don't be Anthony. Anthony already would have gone into some color commentary.
How do I ask someone to show me a picture of their girlfriend without making it seem awkward? My friend mentions that his girlfriend sometimes... Okay.
Okay.
My friend mentions his girlfriend sometimes. She goes to another school, so I've never seen her. And he is slightly below average and smells bad sometimes. So it shocked me a bit, but good for him. I'm really just interested in how she looks, though. And I feel like it would be very weird if I randomly ask her for a picture of her, LOL. That's this guy's making up as a girlfriend, all right? Like, that's my first response to that. This is classic Napoleon Dynamite move. I mean, Napoleon Dynamite at least had a fake picture to show.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did have a fake picture. Oh, that's right. This is how I would say it. I don't believe you. Show me a pic. Pics or it didn't happen. That's what I would say. Exactly. Just up front, blitzkrieg right there. Bum. Or boom. Whatever. Bum. Bum.
I try to be nice about it, but I wouldn't... I don't know. Maybe I would like not... I mean, goddamn, he smells bad sometimes. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't really want to get close enough to ask him, but I don't want to be rude and tell him he smells bad. Ah, oh, Jesus. Well, you know what? Okay, yeah. I guess I'd be like, hey, a picture. Oh God, this is, how do you do that without being so fucking weird? Like, hey, can I have a picture of your girlfriend? Like, you know, like somebody's gonna be like, why? And you're gonna be like, well, you know, no reason. They think you're gonna just take it and go, you know, spank it to the picture, yeah, right? I mean, like, Yeah, like, like you're gonna just go chimp out over behind the, you know, the nearest.
I'm sorry. Could you do that noise one more time, just for?
Yeah, chimping out. You'd go to your nearest bathroom
bananas.
Stall. I don't know. Yeah. So. Oh God. I don't know. Maybe it would be better not to be tactful. Just full blown creepy. Like, hey, like, you know, can I get a picture of your girlfriend? Like, it go as creepy as possible. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not gonna get you the results you want. But
Stefan on this one, I think you just gotta be like, yo, I think she's fucking fake, man. Like, show me a picture now, or
dude,
or I don't know what, like.
Fucking fake news.
That you don't have a girlfriend.
You're a liar. Why don't you just, instead of like being creepy, maybe be insulting? Just like, you're a lying sack of shit. You know, if you don't.
You are a lying, smell bad sometimes, below average human being. And I don't believe that you have a girlfriend because one would fucking love you. First off, fuck you, because what kind of person are you to judge? Who do you think you are? Do you think you're a smell good all the time, above average person? Because everybody smells bad sometimes. Can we just get that out in the open, even if it doesn't have a good stench? I feel everybody's got their smell bad days. Sometimes you forget to put on deodorant. Sometimes you forget to brush your teeth for 2 weeks. It happens. But yes. But I feel like you should just take a step back, look at yourself in the mirror, and be like, hey, maybe take a sniff of your own pits and be like, oh, I smell bad sometimes too. That's why you don't see it, because you smell it. But back to this, I would say stalk and look at all the pictures on his social, right? Because if he's got a girlfriend and talks about her. Doesn't he have any selfies? Isn't that the thing that kids do these days? Do they take pictures?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he say that, dude? Show me a selfie. That's not creepy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, or, you know, I think it's not so weird to just be like, you know, what's your girl look like? You know, does she have big boobs or something?
Hot?
Or yeah, is she
hot?
Hot?
Dude.
Yo, what's up? You got any nudes? Yeah, or, you know, maybe he'll produce a picture of his waifu, his anime girlfriend that's in his wallet, you know, and then that'll answer your question. He has a fake girlfriend.
for my learning, Kyle, waifu, is that a term?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, waifu, it's like a pillow. It doesn't necessarily have to be a pillow. It's your anime wife.
Oh my God, I did not
know
this.
I don't know if it's waifu or waifu, but I always thought it was waifu, so I don't know. But
I like that better, because it's almost like wife, but it's waifu. So yeah, I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our next segment, and this is judging a book by its cover. This is self-help for non-readers. There's so many good self-help books out there, but no one really wants to read, because fuck reading, right, bro? Hashtag fuck reading.
Reading is dumb.
Everything I've learned this year has been through tweets, so fuck reading books. Anyway, so what we've done is Rand, Kyle, Anthony, and I have read a total of 6 books, so we kind of get the gist of how it's going, and we can tell you what a book is like just by reading its cover. So here's this one. This week is Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person by Shonda Rhimes. So... guys, tell me all about this book right now. Rand, The Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person. What does that mean to you?
Well, obviously, I mean, Shonda Rhimes, famously the daughter of Busta Rhymes, famous rapper. And I think that's mostly what it's going to be about, saying yes to being Busta Rhymes' daughter, dancing it out, getting sunburns. You know, she's got a lot of free time. Her dad is a rich millionaire, I assume. He was in all those great hip-hop videos in the 90s. I'm sure she's got a lot of family money there. So she gets to dance it out and stand in the sun and be her own person.
Here's my question, though. What is dancing what out? What is she dancing out? I feel like there's a demon inside of her, and this is the year of
bad
yes.
Energy, bro.
Yeah, maybe, like, parasites.
Wait, that literal?
Oh, right. I read this. I mean, obviously, I read this. And parasites were one part of it.
Are they spiritual parasites or are they literal physical parasites?
Like those ones you get when you pee in the Amazon River and they swim upstream.
Oh, God.
Through your urine and then they, you know, like that kind of thing. And same with another chapter two was about tarantula bites.
That's right.
When you get bit by a tarantula, you should dance around to get the poison out or something.
I think that was a Hoobastank song too. Dance it out to get the bugs from your body. Yeah, something like that. It was really catchy.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I feel this is good. So each chapter is a different type of bug that you end up encountering if your dad's name is Busta Rhymes and you just tour the world and you don't know how to deal with bugs on a daily interaction. So they end up inside you and you dance them out. Am I getting the gist? Okay.
Yes, and sometimes they can't be danced out and you've got to stand in the sun and be your own person.
Sunlight, you know, kills parasites.
It's true. I heard that on the podcast.
But you have to dance them out because you will perish from the sun or get really sunburned. So you have to shake them out of your orifices and then let the sun do its work. Right. Yeah, that's right.
They don't like heat like that. They like more of a wet heat, you know. Outside's a little too dry, some dry heat, you know. They just shrivel up.
They're more like hang inside Netflix and chill type parasites. So they don't like to go out. You have to literally dance them out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Kyle, how do you feel about this book? How did it speak to you?
It spoke to me in a few different ways. The dancing it out was about Dance Dance Revolution, which was actually a pretty good way to dance out parasites. It was pretty cool. You have to purchase Dance Dance Revolution separately from the book, though. It doesn't come with the book.
Which is tough, because they haven't made one of those games in a decade.
You got to go back and you got to get a legacy console, whatever the fuck it was on, like PlayStation 2 or something,
because the Dance Dance Revolution was terminated by the government, so it didn't make it too far.
The
revolution died.
It was led by the dance Bolsheviks. The fucking this was this is going nowhere. This was a very old revolution.
It was led by Frederick Two Step Lassange, and.
And standing in the sun, actually, you read further in the chapter and she's talking about actually standing like in the celestial body that is the sun, and that sounds very difficult to do, but keep your goals high, always shoot for the star that is the sun. The sun is a star, so shoot for it, and be your own person, because everyone's going to tell you that you can't stand in the sun, but you need to be your own person and not listen to them.
That's I got a mix of those things. Whatever Kyle just said that I zoned out for a quick second, and then parasites. But what I really felt too was year of yes. This is the year of yes, because everybody's saying yes to everything, and it's taking a lot of your time. So it's actually anti-yes. So what you do is you dance out the yes. You throw it in the sun and you stand there and you watch it burn and burst into flames, and then you be your own person. And so if somebody asks you to do something, you want to say yes, but then you dance right in front of them and then you take them out with the sun and then you watch that yes burn and then you tell them no. And that's how you stand up to people. So that's what all right, cool. Shonda Rhimes, thank you so much. The one thing that I do want to say yes to, though, is money. And do you know how we get ours? Well, why don't you listen to our sponsors? All right, welcome back. Question two, Kyle. Would you like to read question two? And I'm sorry, I sounded like Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
I'd love to. Yeah, I'll read it. Let's see. I really want to hang out with my grandparents, but I'm afraid we'll have nothing to do. I feel really bad about it. I'm afraid that it will be awkward. I don't know enough about my grandpa or step-grandma to justify spending time with them. I'm not sure what to say to them, but the longer I wait, the more guilty I feel. What do you even do on family visits? Do I just talk and eat dinner? Am I overthinking it? Sincerely, not so granddaughter in Grand Rapids. Oh, well, thank you for the question. Wow, you know, this is where you should always have a pack of Werther's somewhere and bust that shit out, because that's a really good way to break the ice with old people. Old people love Werther's, and if you got that shit, you don't need anything else. I mean, you just suck on some Werther's, you know, and they have no teeth, so they can eat it. And
what if you break the ice by literally breaking ice? So just bring a big block of ice and then give an ice pick to grandma and step grams, and then do ice sculptures of each other. And then I feel like that would take all day, unless it's really hot. Then it will take very quickly, and I'm out of ideas. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're like a bucket, it'll be quick. If you're the shape of a puddle in the summer, it would be a really quick ice sculpture.
Well, I mean, it would be very representative of grandma and grandpa, because the gravity is taking its toll, and they're kind of puddle-like anyway with their skin flaps and everything. So,
my grandpa's getting a little puddly.
Yeah, I like to tell him that too.
I tell my grandpa about his skin, and he says to me, "Wait, who the fuck are you?"
What you guys could do is you could go to grandma and grandpa's house and be like, "Hey, let's dance it out." So then you guys dance it out, and then you go out in the back and stand in the sun,
yeah,
and then
you just
be your own person.
Yeah, that'll break the ice.
You don't need to call her your step-grandma. Just call her your grandma. Like, you don't need to be like, "Oh, hey, what's up, step-grandma?" You just call her grandma.
Yeah, that's weird, step-grandma. Like, I have a step-grandpa, and I just call him grandpa. Like, what the hell? Like, that's really weird.
I mean, guys, we don't want to get too intimate here. Let's call it what it is. Just call her not real grandma. I think that's...
Or Carol. Grandma. Or whatever, Gertrude or whatever the fuck. Like, just call her by her first name.
Madeline.
She's way cooler than my actual grandma. She's like super nice, mixes submarine sandwiches and cookies and all kinds of stuff, you know?
Aw, what a sweetie.
That's adorable. Like,
just a crazy person.
I feel like we really triggered a memory with you, Rand, because I haven't heard submarine sandwich in years. Is that what she used to call them? She's like, make a submarine sandwich.
That's what my grandpa would call him too. He'd be like, "Hey, you know, Pam's making a big submarine sandwich for everybody." Awesome, grandpa.
I'm just thinking of the sounds of submarines, like beep, beep, yeah. Like whatever the fuck they're beeping.
What makes it a sub? Is it really literally just the shape? That's why they call it a submarine sandwich. Like, you're going to eat them on submarines.
Well, they do put semen in them, so that's why they call it a
God.
I'm sorry. Anthony's not here, so I had to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, we degenerated.
Well, you know, I was holding my tongue. I could talk about semen all day.
Yeah.
But I know how much you despise it. And then here you are, talking about semen yourself.
I miss Anthony. I'm going to edit this part out so people don't actually know it, but I do miss that little fuck. What's an activity? Jeopardy. Bring over season 56 of Jeopardy and watch
that kind of shit. Any kind of like card game they're gonna be down with. Tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Learn how to play Canasta and then go play Canasta with them.
I don't know what Canasta is.
It's because it's a strictly ancient, crusty, old person card game. It's actually really fun, but nice. It's like too complicated. You need like four decks of cards or something. Like.
Oh, shit. Who has four decks of cards in their house?
I know, right? I do, but they're all different. I got like a Game of Thrones one and then like a normal one. Strawberry Shortcake.
Well, I'm glad you keep it diverse. That's good. Because you don't want four of just those regular air cycle cards. And yeah, I don't know what it's called. Air
bicycle?
Yeah, you know, same shit. You guys could cook. You guys could cook together.
Yeah, make some tapioca pudding or like
That was the most enthusiastic you've ever been about one of my ideas, Kyle.
Really? Shit. That was good, though. I think I really do want some tapioca pudding now.
Or you could make your own Werther's, like going back to what Kyle was saying originally. So you don't have to bring your Werther's.
You will hit that shit right out of the park with those old fucks. They will fucking be so down with the Werther's. And then, you know, my great-grandpa apparently used to read the dictionary every day. And you just bring a dictionary and then, like, you know, read some word and be like, hey, Grams and Grandpa, you know what another word for bean is? Legume. And they'll be like, oh, that's interesting. And then you go to the next word. And that shit will keep you entertained. I mean, there like 4,000 words? Or it's probably more than that, right? Like, how many words are there?
Wait, oh, Kyle, let me stop you right there. I feel like that might be leaning towards patronizing your grandparents. It's just like, oh, hey, do you know what a round shape is? That's a circle, Grandpa. Did you know that, fucking dumb grandpa? I bet you didn't.
You're old, so you're dumb.
Whenever I hang out with my grandpa, he can't hear what anybody is saying, you know, so he just like pretends to be listening to everyone. And I'm just like, you'll say something directly to him and he'll like just nod and like smile and like, Grandpa, you're not listening to me, are you? And he'll just nod and smile.
There you go, just steal their hearing aids and then you won't have to talk about shit.
It won't matter.
Just wait,
bring an EMP field or something.
Wait a sec.
To deactivate their hearing aids.
I thought, Kyle, when you said that, I thought you meant steal their hearing aids and put them on yourself and turn the volume all the way down. And I was like, I don't think they work like that. But then I realized the flaws in that logic. Okay, I got what you were saying now. Okay, good. So I think we covered that one pretty good. You guys have anything else that you'd like to say?
This guy is overthinking it. You know, just go talk to your grandpa, like, he's not going to even hear you. He's probably going to die. He's probably not going to even remember that you were talking to him. Don't talk to him, actually.
Just don't even go. I mean, just tweet him. Follow him on Twitter.
Just tell him that you did.
There you go. Grandpa, I saw you last week. That's what I tell my grandpa. Oh, my grandpa's dead. But that's what you tell your grandpa. Anyway, great guys. What I meant to say was great advice, guys. But I just said great guys. You guys are great guys. Yeah. Just general compliments. So let's get into the word of the week. We like to expand our vocabulary just like grandpa. And the word of the week is legumes. No, I'm kidding. The word of the week is French tuck. This is the fashion act of tucking only the front of the shirt in the pants, as popularized to the point of mimetic mutation by Tan France on Queer Eye Reboot. Here's an example. Look at them. They're wearing a patterned shirt in a French tuck now. This is a Tan France outfit if I saw one.
Oh, wow.
I would have no idea what they fucking meant if somebody said that to me. What is Tan France?
Tan France?
It makes me think that
France was tan?
Yeah, it makes me think that France was white and then it read the Shonda Rhimes book, stood in the sun, got the tan, and now it's harnessing the power of yes. Also, that is, I think we've talked about this at length, so I'm not going to stress this, but I feel like the French tuck is one of the dumbest fashion statements in the world. What I do is the Belgian tuck, where I just tuck in the left side of my shirt, so it looks very fashionable.
That's pretty slick, dude. That's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tuck none of my shirts, man. I tuck my pants into my shirt.
Holy shit.
Why don't they consider that being tucked in? Like tuck in your shirt. Like, no, man, tuck in your pants. Like, they need to be underneath the shirt.
I'm trying to visualize how that would even work. You tuck
It's just normal, normal pants wearing, untucked.
What I do is
you gotta wear an elastic shirt that's all, you know, squeezes it at the bottom.
I sometimes tuck my shirt into my shirt. So the bottom goes inside and up through the belly and then outside through the V-neck.
You're a regular Tan France over here, man.
I'm a Tan France.
Wait, did I say Fran Tance or No, Tan France. Fran Tans.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Tantastic, actually. Because his name's. So. Yeah. Get it fucking right, okay, Grandpa?
Sacre bleu.
Sacre tan.
Could that be a color of shirt? Oh, you like this blue? It's sacre blue.
Sacre blue.
That shit cray. No, it's sacre. Okay, word of the week we're done with. We're gonna move on to question three. I'm gonna read it since it's very short. How can I avoid clapping at movies? This is a horrid habit and I want to break it as soon as possible. Any advice as to how? Sincerely, The Clap in New York. Okay, The Clap. So let's picture this, guys. So you're in the movie theater, you're watching Avengers Endgame. I'm not going to spoil it, so let's make something up. Iron Man starts to dance it out, stand in the sun, and become his best him. And then you just fucking clap, right? Is that bad?
Yes.
What? Please explain.
I hate people clapping in the movie.
Does that happen a lot to you? I can't remember.
They can't hear you.
You're gonna say like encore, you know, like I like what the fuck, like
Robert Downey Jr.'s listening in from the rafter. He's like, God damn it, nobody's clapping. I just gotta quit acting. Like,
I don't get no respect.
They want more. The people want more.
Famous catchphrase from Robert Downey Jr. I don't get no respect.
Robert,
as far as actual advice for this guy, I'd say just stop. Stop doing that. Like, stop clapping. If you have the urge to clap, just put your hands in your pockets. It's like,
have you tried the nicotine patch? It will stop you from smoking, and maybe it'll give you a nice nicotine high so that you don't feel like you have to clap.
Oh, that'll make you want to clap more, man. Nicotine's a stimulant.
Oh, fuck. Okay, we'll get a non-stimulant. Just smoke barrels of marijuana so that you're
what
so...
What do they call that shit? Legal heroin. What is it called? It starts with an M, I think. Morphine.
Oh, yeah.
Morphine. So you're sitting in the theater and you're like, I feel nothing. I don't even feel happy for Robert Downey Jr. right now. I feel nothing. Okay, so yeah, that'll make your pain go away. Opioids, massive amounts of opioids. Why don't tie your hand shut?
Yeah, like have a friend handcuff you when you go into the theater, or like, I don't know, like, Jesus, how hard is this urge to clap? Like, God damn.
This is
a clap in a movie.
I don't think I have either.
I've seen it happen. I've had it happen many times. Like,
this person has it.
I was watching Avengers Endgame. It happened.
This person.
Jesus.
This person has it so bad, they're asking the internet how they can stop. Because it seems like every fucking movie, they're just clapping like crazy.
I can't stop. Oh my.
People are like, don't. He's like Avengers
Endgame.
Yeah, just
watch movies you don't like any. Watch bad movies. Like. That you don't understand what's going on or like who the characters are, like nothing to connect to. You're not going to clap at that.
Well, the only fear that I have though is they're going to finally make the connection. They're like, oh, that's why he's in the movie. And they're like, don't stop clapping. You're like, I can't help it. It's an illness.
Help me. Help me.
Please. I can't stop. Oh my God, the way that they help is people join in clapping. I got it. Tape your hands into fists.
Yeah, you know, you can't really clap with fists. Or just put Hulk hands on.
Oh, Hulk, yes! That's beautiful.
Not
that
kind of
making noise, obviously, because that would be even worse.
What noise does it make? It's like, Hulk smash, Hulk smash, yes, Hulk smash.
And it's still Eric Bana's voice, like...
Oh, it is?
Later. No, I don't fucking know.
Dude, you could put
it's
on
Edward
two...
Norton's voice.
You could put on two Thanos fists. Like, they're gonna be one's gonna be backwards, but put one on your on both hands, you know, like those cheap ones you get from GameStop or whatever. They're like
no. And I'll tell you why that's a bad idea. Because if you have two Infinity Stone gauntlets, then you're gonna have two sets of Infinity Stones. You're gonna create, because you had to have taken one of those gauntlets from another time zone, so you're gonna create another universe and multiverse from that time split. So that's not gonna work. I'm just going to shut it down right now, Kyle. This is serious.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, that makes sense. You know, time paradoxes.
Kyle, come on.
I did. I watched it, and I should learn from their mistakes. Like,
I do like that part where Hulk was dabbing.
Oh, that was...
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Fuck. I don't know. What else can we do for this person? You have the urge to clap when good things happen. Unless he's... associating it with a negative thing. Maybe he's really sad and he's in what do you call it, a tragedy, and somebody fucking dies and he's just like,
it's like, God, it was so meaningful. Oh my God.
you could put glue on your hands, and then the first clap that you do, they'll stick together, and then you can't keep clapping, so you'll clap once and that'll be it. So I guess, ooh, that doesn't totally stop it.
What if you did, what are they? Chinese finger traps?
Yes, that would work.
Oh, yeah.
In all of your fingers. So you just look like Smithers all the time.
That would be so silly.
Oh, you know, I think it should be easy to not clap. Just stop. Stop doing it.
Yeah. I say that you should... Yeah, you should put magnets on your hands and put the wrong end, you know, the polar opposites facing each other, you know, and
then you that's try to good. Clap,
and that'll reflect them back, you know. Like.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. What if you put a stick of dynamite or a landmine under your seat, and if it sensed the slightest movement, then you blew up and died. So that would encourage you.
Wire it up so if you move your hand, like just have one hand, so you can't clap with one hand, so you have one... like hooked up to the pin of a grenade, and then
that's what Confucius
pull
said.
It up to clap, it's like you're dead.
Yeah,
and everyone around you.
Perfect. So I mean, in this scenario, you can't leave either way. You've got to stay in that seat for the rest of your life, but you would also prevent your clap habit. Clap.
Yeah, I hope you brought your cell phone and wrote down the number for the bomb squad.
your local bomb squad. I hope you wrote down the number. Do you think each municipality has a bomb squad?
Has their own bombs? I don't know. I wonder about that too. Like, there's some podunk town that they have like a guy who's like, "Yep, I'm the bomb squad guy." Like, or do they call in some guy from like, you know, whatever, Coconino County? Like, he's like really slick and smart. He's got like a duster on. It's all leather, shades in the nighttime.
Oh shit!
He dresses like he's in the Matrix. Hey, no, you got somebody called for a bomb? Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me take care of it.
This squad is bomb, yo.
Gives his card. It's bomb.com, his domain. Is that... Hold on. I'm going to go to bomb.com just real quick.
Just to see. That's a thing. If it doesn't exist, we should start it. We should start like an app, like an Uber for bomb squads, bomb defusal.
Oh, dude, the free market solves all problems. I think we could do it.
We could call it Boober. Boober.
We don't need to hire bomb defusing experts here at the government. The free market will take care of it.
Yeah, they just get paid independent contractor rates, and they fucking have no job security whatsoever. Like,
makes like $250 a bomb.
That would be insane.
Yeah, bombs work. Like, it's literally like... Like, shit, I don't have any red wire. I can't make this bomb. I'm out of my red wires.
The guy's
sorry,
like,
sorry, Al-Qaeda. I can't make any more bombs. So I get my shipment of red wire in.
Yeah. Can you paint it red? No, I can't paint it red, Fred. Jesus Christ. This is this fucking amateur hour? Fuck. I need specific colors. Rose pink. Fucking forest green and sock gray blue. That's what I need.
Sock gray blue, motherfucker.
I'm gonna make that a color. That's gonna happen.
How do you make it? Make a color.
I don't
from
know.
The makers of Blue comes Sacre Bleu.
Yeah.
From the makers of Refracted Light comes a brand new refracted light.
This summer, Sacre Bleu.
They say that there was only like 8 colors or whatever, like that we had categorized at some point, like in the past, and then now it's like we have like fucking 20,000 or something.
Jesus.
Oh,
more
dude.
Than that. Way more and than that.
I wonder if our eyes are just getting better at seeing colors. Also, yeah. Interesting thing. I took a linguistics class, and they were saying the primary 8 colors you were talking about, Rand, they're different depending on cultures. Like the Tohono O'odham, the Native American tribe in Arizona, their primary color was a turquoise, not a green. So the green was weird to nice. Them. Yeah, whoa. So that's why we had to murder their entire tribe.
Oh,
race. Yeah. They're like, what? You don't see green? I don't know who
that
conquered
makes sense.
Them. I think it was the Spaniards, actually. Yes. Is this a blue or Sacre Bleu? I think it was the Spanish, actually, that destroyed them. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you saying Sacre Bleu is Spanish?
No, no, the conquistadores. The,
oh,
the,
yeah, oh, the genocide. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys.
Spanish.
Okay. Anything else for this person that doesn't can't resist their impulse to clap?
Yeah, don't be an idiot. Don't clap. Like, just stop. Like, seriously. Like, that's all it takes. Like, all of these just ridiculous methods. Like, just stop. Like, seriously, don't do it anymore.
Do you think
one of those
they...
things that you put in your palm and you like you shake hands with people? And it shocks
a little shocker. I mean,
you start
do you think
clapping
that...
and you're like, oh. Yeah, like the Joker.
Do you think that this person also has the same issue whenever they watch anything? Like they're just watching Vines or some shit, Instagram videos, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah! Fucking magic! Oh, that video. Start there. Start small. Watch movies at home and put your hands in the couch cracks and avoid it. Train yourself. Do an 80s montage while you're doing it. And then you in yeah, 5 minutes.
That'll make it go a lot faster.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you everybody for listening to us. Before we leave you, we're going to have a couple plugs and closing remarks. If you want to support us, do it on Patreon. We have the link in the show notes. If you want to join our community, go to Discord. We've got that link in the show notes. If you want to ask us a question, you can do it via email, Raven, or live on Anchor. So if you download the Anchor app, our podcast page, click message, and you can leave us a recorded message. And then we have our email and everything in, guess where? The show notes. Stefan, a.k.a. me, I will be performing stand-up at the Tempe Center for the Arts on June 7th. So if anybody wants to attend that is living in Phoenix, or if you're not, if you're living in China, come on over and I will say hi to you for 5 seconds. Want to give a couple shout-outs. Wings with Friends podcast. Great podcast. I had the pleasure and honor of guest hosting or guesting. I don't know what the verb is, but I was a guest on that podcast with local comedian Mary Upchurch. She's very funny. She tells all the jokety jokes that bring tingles to my belly. So in a funny way, not a weird way. And it was great. So you can check that out. I'll put the link, guess where? In the show notes. Wanted to also shout out Nicolette, Mike, Ellen, Chad. Thank you, Chad, for blasting us on Twitter in a good way. Is it good or bad, the blast? I don't know, whatever. We just love getting blasted by you, Chad, so thank you. And Samina, Tim, and Greta, thank you all. And guys, do you want to plug anything? Rand, do you have anything that you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about your new color that's coming out?
My what?
Your new color that's coming out.
Oh my god. Tan France.
Tan France, hell yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and then Kyle's got a good Sacre Bleu coming out, so be on the lookout for those colors.
Sacre Bleu. Yeah, you know, like really exaggerated, so it's going to be good.
I do stream on Twitch every now and then, but it's I never talk or anything. It's just me playing like Thief 2 or Deus Ex or some shit. Like,
nice.
Dude, yeah, I overwatch every once in a while, but I do that. I just embarrass myself when I do that.
Can you send me a link so I can put in then guess where?
Yeah, sure.
Show notes. Yeah, the show notes.
Gamer tag, bro.
Yeah, so, it's too hard to spell out on the fucking course.
Yeah, so that'll be in the show notes. Also, wait, so you is there a video of you?
No, that's maybe on the way if I get even one follower.
Hell yeah.
Which, yeah, I have to find people that are interested in watching me play like 20-year-old stealth games like really badly.
Oh, dude, I didn't give a shout-out to Jeff. Jeff is also a great fan of ours, and he is big on Twitch.
I think you should start one.
A Twitch?
Do like a monthly, maybe. Yeah, like, get us all together and play Mario Party or something. Like, or...
Oh, that would be fun as hell.
Dude, hell yeah, I'd love to do that. We could have some bonus content.
Or play a scary-ass game and just shriek and piss our pants, yeah.
That's how fucking PewDiePie got famous, so.
Hell yeah, dude.
When we, of course, we all want to be like PewDiePie.
Everybody does, yeah. God, what a great guy.
I don't know who that is. I thought that was the type of pie.
Oh, he's like one of the worst people ever.
It's a turd in the punch bowl, you know, like... In YouTube, like, YouTube's already a cesspool, but yeah, he's the turd in the cesspool, like, floating at the top.
Yeah,
yucky.
I'd say more like the bacteria, the skin of bacteria on the top.
Oh, he's like the parasite in your body that you have to dance out by Shonda Rhimes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. All right, well, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hyperbole.